Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Ensure the regular season is fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action. To celebrate basketball's first round of the playoffs, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you an amazing free bet offer. For every day that you bet at least $20 on basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook will give you a $10 free bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out by offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20-plus dollars on all first-round playoff action. Again, that's promo code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. I'm with Greg Pickle. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Greg, we still have plenty to talk about with this cancellation of the Big Ten fall football conference, do we not?
We sure do, Jim. There's seemingly an endless amount of things to talk about and fallout from this, because it becomes increasingly clear by the day that the Big Ten didn't really have its ducks in a row before it made this decision public. And now you have left so many people waiting for answers that it's really kind of turned a bit ugly and outward facing. And, you know, I think it really comes back to Kevin Warren, the first-year Big Ten commissioner, was dealt an impossibly fair hand, but I think he read the room very poorly. As a guy who spent a lot of time in the NFL and how things were handled there, it's not necessarily the same at the college level, and as we're seeing, it's actually not even close to the same. So I don't know if he didn't have anyone close to him telling him about how this could all play out or what the ramifications would be, but clearly, Jim, I think that he has made a number of missteps here in lockstep with the presidents and chancellors, and it's turned into a real mess, more so than I think anybody could have envisioned.
What's amazing to me is they didn't realize at all what the fallout could be, and they keep doubling down. It gets worse and worse. Let's go into some of the specifics. You were on the conference call earlier this week when Sandy Barber met the media. First of all, I give her credit for actually dealing directly with the media, not something many of the others have been doing. But in that call, she said she didn't know if they even had a formal vote. There's a couple things wrong with that statement. How could they not have a formal vote? And number two, how could she not know that? How could she not just go to the president, Eric Barron, and say, hey, Mr. Barron, how did this go down? What was the vote? What was your vote, meaning our vote as Penn State? And how did the rest of the conference vote? How could she not know that, Greg?
Yeah, that was pretty astonishing. And I felt like by the time my turn came up on that call that we had kind of beat that topic to death and weren't really going to learn anymore. But yeah, it was truly startling to me that the overseer and person in charge of a multi-million dollar athletic department wouldn't have every detail available to her related to how the thing that she oversees, how it became to be decided that the thing she oversees isn't going to happen because of a global pandemic. And I understand that she used the line uncertainty about the coronavirus and its short-term and long-term impact on those who get it. And I get that. That's kind of been the topic of conversation. But, I was very puzzled by that she had no clue how the mechanics of this even came to be. And I mean, the only thing I can come up with, Jim, is that you know, they must have voted, and at some point it was not, you know, unanimous, but it was more people leaning toward canceling than not canceling. And they must have just worked away to a point where the people who were on the other side of the fence just gave up. Or, I mean, there's also the side of it that makes you wonder if Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, wasn't pushing hard for the postponement. And then once he got enough presidents on his side, he just went ahead and put the pieces in place and got the ball rolling toward that outcome. So either way, I think it's just a shame that for the student athletes, the kids and their families, the players, and it's not just football, there's a number of other impacts at sports as well. And we're going to have basketball and wrestling members of those teams, among others, fall or winter sports rather, impacted here at some point. They just don't have enough good answers. And I know there's no good answers in a crisis and in a public health crisis like the one we're in. And I know that oftentimes you're picking between a bad choice and a worse choice. And so I get that, but so none of the way that the Big Ten went about this makes a lot of sense. And then every day it seems like somebody else throws a new gallon of gasoline on the fire, be it a parent group, be it the petition from Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields that has hundreds of thousands of signatures, be it Sandy Barber coming out and saying, yeah, you know, I actually don't have any clue how this came to be. And so every time you think the story has finally subsided, it really hasn't. And you know, the Big Ten has just kind of been really quiet about all this. You know, Warren did a couple of interviews and that was pretty much it. And so I don't understand why they refused to take the path that was taken by the Pac-12, Jim, where they just gave everyone the information. They said, here's our 12-page report from the medical experts on why we don't think it's safe to play. And you know what? No one's talking about that in the Pac-12 now, because they were upfront and honest with everybody to the point that you don't really need, to complain or to question or to ask them to double back on their decision, because they made it out of health and safety reasons that, you know, aren't being attacked by cardiologists within the conference, as we saw with the Michigan guy over the weekend who was questioning how the Big Ten got to this point. So, it's become very messy, and it really didn't have to be this way.
The decision itself was made, or should have been made, on a certain set of parameters, and your best bet would have been to just reveal those parameters. This is what led us to this decision. It was a logical decision. You may not agree with it, but you've got to understand the logic that got there. And no one in the Big Ten is doing that. Let me give you another quote. I don't know if you saw this one. This was from the Minnesota president, and she said there was a deliberative process where we came to a decision together. My translation of that is none of us want to be out there saying this is how we voted and to be responsible for our vote. So we could just blame it on the group instead of taking personal responsibility for the decision. Do you think that's a fair interpretation?
Yeah, I think it is. And I just, again, none of it really makes any sense, because it doesn't feel like it should have to be this difficult. Really, it doesn't. All they would have had to do was say, look, we came to this decision. It is what it is. We don't think it's safe or healthy to put these kids in risk. But, Jim, what's going to happen if the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12, among others, actually do play a fall season? I mean, can you imagine what the backlash is going to be like? It'll just be incredible. The flip side of that is, look, those three conferences probably will, Jim, at some point, maybe not in week one or two, but at some point they will probably end up not getting a full season in, just like the Big Ten, just like the Pac-12. And you know what? Okay, so be it. But maybe they do. And the long-term, we talk about the long-term impacts and the short-term impacts of COVID we don't know a lot about. And this obviously isn't as serious in comparison, but talk about the short-term and long-term impacts on the schools within these conferences. If those other three conferences play and your conference does not, and they're making money off of TV, they're being showcased for recruits, and you can't do that, and you weren't given a choice to do that, it's going to have a very long-term impact on recruiting, on finances, on everything else, unless you can have a spring season, which there's not really a guarantee that's going to happen either, even though I know they're going to push like crazy for it. So A spring semester season, that is. That's become my new pet peeve, Jim. It's a spring semester season, not a spring season when you're talking about starting at the end of January. That would be a start in the winter, not the spring. But anyway, you know, it just, to me, just feels like, you know, again, they made this decision pretty hastily when a hasty decision just wasn't necessary. It wasn't required. And now they're dealing with the fallout that comes after that kind of a decision accordingly.
With the long-term potential medical issues, those issues are based on getting the COVID disease. If you think your players are safer under the supervision of the coaches and the training staff, don't you make the aren't the players safer in that under that umbrella than they are without the responsibilities of a football season and being under the tight controls where they're actually their health is more at risk by not playing or not forget playing, but under the supervision of the athletic department.
Right. And I mean, that's just it. So and see, that's part of the problem, too. Right, Jim? I mean, they have not really provided any guidance either. I know this is kind of an NCAA and a Big Ten deal, so I get that might take some time to iron out, especially when you go rogue and postpone your season long before anybody else is considering doing so, except for the Pac-12. But they didn't put any structure in place about how much practice time the kids could have, about what you know, what amount of time they'd be able to spend with the coaches versus what would be with the strength and conditioning staff, and can you do walkthroughs, or is it just lifting and conditioning and film work, you know? So we have all these questions. I do think, Jim, they're going to end up with more time around the coaches than expected. And I also think that most of these kids are probably going to stay in state college on off campus. You know, if for some reason Penn State would do the UNC model and go all virtual early on in the semester, I do think you'll see most of the football players stay there, still have access to the things at the facility and whatnot. So I think they will have more of a relationship and a connection to the program than you would think during a time when the season's postponed. But yeah, I mean, that's certainly been a part of the conversation as well.
All right. Very quickly, Greg, in the couple seconds we have left, we've heard reports that there was a 12-2 vote. A report recently came out that the vote was actually 8-6, or was there no actual vote? What do you think?
Oh, I think at this point, Jim, there's no actual vote. When there's that much conflicting information, it tells me that everyone's full of it. So that's where I'm at this point.
I agree with you. I think they used the cover of it was a group decision and no one has to take responsibility for that decision. They went for cover and that's what happened. All right. That's it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, Greg is going to grade the people involved in this process. Stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.